Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that he'll be the number one pick. I think that, you know, it's all trending in that direction. As good as the other guys are that could potentially challenge him for that, I just think that Lafreniere really separated himself this year. And I mean, I think he's an instant impact player. You know, I think that given his frame, his size, you know, the fact that he has good physical strength, the fact that he engages physically, and could be physically dominant at the junior level, that's a very good sign. Obviously, has the puck skills and the hockey sense and all those things that are super advanced. And, you know, he's older for the draft year, too. I mean, I think that's important to remember as a late birth date. And, you know, he should be physically ahead of a lot of his peers, and he is. And so that should allow him to, you know, to jump into a lineup in New York with the Rangers having the first pick, you know, assuming that they hold on to it, and I do think they will. You know, they've got some talented wings, some really good centers there. I mean, he's got options for where he could play. He doesn't have to be the guy there. They already have that in Artemi Panarin. So, you know, he's what a great guy to learn from too. Just a highly skilled player. So yeah, I think that Lafreniere is going to be an absolute, impact rookie and certainly in the mix for the Calder Trophy.